May I speak the word of the Lord in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Please be seated. Good morning, St. Stephen's.
Good morning.
Happy Pentecost Sunday.
Amen.
I bring you greetings from my family, especially Julia, who really wanted to be with us this morning, but she got discharged from the hospital yesterday after the delivery of our son, the bouncing baby boy you prayed for. Emmanuel is here with us. God has always been with us and is with us, and so we named him Emmanuel. And we thank God for success in everything. The doctor said everything looked good, and we really thank God. You know, we are celebrating double blessing, the coming of the Holy Spirit, and the coming of Emmanuel. We assumed then is coming at a time that the Holy Spirit is working, and so the boy might be filled with the Holy Spirit to make another good acolyte. Today we are celebrating the coming of the Holy Spirit, the Pentecost Sunday. I want to appreciate again and again, Father Blake, for your creativity. Every Sunday we come to the service, we go home happy and blessed because of the creativity that you bring in to our services. And thank you so much for even giving me this chance to share the word of God in three languages. And by the grace of God, I will. Our theme is empowered by the Holy Spirit for extraordinary outcomes. Kujazwa na Roho Mtakatifu kwa minajiri ya mambo ya ajabu. Kuihurio na Roho Mtheru nigetha tweke maundu manene. Empowered by the Holy Spirit for extraordinary outcomes. Acts chapter 2, 1 through 21 recounts the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit empowered the disciples, marking the birth of the church and the fulfillment of God's promise. 50 days after Passover, the disciples were gathered together in one place and waiting as Jesus had instructed. Acts 1, 4 through 5. This moment represents God's promise fulfilled, empowering ordinary believers to carry out extraordinary works through the power of the Holy Spirit. A sound like a mighty rushing wind filled the house, and tongues of the fire appeared, resting on each disciple. This symbolizes the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. It happened in a way that people could see, and God intended it that so that it is a testimony to everyone that the Holy Spirit came down to the apostles that everybody could see. All were filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages. Wote wakajawa na Roho Mtakatifu na wakaweza kuenenda kwa dini, enabling them to communicate God's wonders to people through every nation. Kuongea kwa dini kuliwawezesha kuhubilia watu katika dunia mzima kwa dini zote na kuwapelekea injili. This demonstrates God's ability to transcend human limitations and unite diverse people through his spirit. After this, the apostles started to do extraordinary things. Kupitia haya mitume wakaanza kutekeleza mambo yasiyo ya kawaida. They did extraordinary things throughout their lives in ministry to their death. And even their death was special. It was tragic, but special. Wakahubiri injili na kutekeleza mambo ya ajabu siku zao zote kwa huduma mpaka kifo. Na hata kifo hakikuwa cha kawaida. Walikufa kifo cha ajabu. And certain things changed drastically in their lives on this day. When the Holy Spirit came upon them, certain things that I want to speak about changed drastically in their lives. Number one, they gained supernatural boldness. Wakapata gufu sa ajabu. Wakawa na ujasiri. They gained supernatural boldness. The gospel speaks about their fear. They were all locked in one house. They were filled with the fear from the day that Jesus Christ was arrested. But this day, they gained supernatural boldness, replacing their fear and timidity with courage. Wakapata gufu na uwezo wa Roho Mtakatifu. Uoga wao ukatawanywa na wakaweza kulihubiri injili. They got the power and the strength of the Spirit to proclaim the word of God and serve God and humanity in and out of season. Walipata nguvu za Roho Mtakatifu kuhubiri wakati unaofaa na wakati usiofaa katika maisha yao. You know, many a times that we do things out of comfort and convenience. Sometimes we serve God out of comfort and convenience. But when they received the power of the Holy Spirit, it was no longer about what is comfortable for them. It was no longer about what is convenient. It was about fulfilling the will of God in proclaiming the gospel to all nations in the power of the Holy Spirit. Na kwa hivyo, wakapata hizo gufu. They got that power. Number two, their presence in every city was marked with a positive impact. Uwepo wao popote walipoenda ukakuwa una mazao. Their presence was marked with a positive impact. They started to be known by the results of their work, not the words they said, not who they wanted people to know they are, not by the gifts of the Holy Spirit, as we read in the second reading of Corinthians. They started to be known not by the gifts they had, but the results, the fruits of what they did in the power of the Holy Spirit. Wakajulikana kwa mazao. Out of the work by the power of the Holy Spirit. Their preaching, teaching, and service was impactful and resourceful that no one could ignore them. Whichever city they went, they spoke, they taught in the power of the Holy Spirit that their presence was marked with the results and nobody could ignore them. You know, my brothers and sisters, sometimes we want to be known by the gifts and what we can do. But when we are known by the results of who we are as Christians walking in the power of the Holy Spirit, nobody can ignore the power of God in you, the power of God in me, the power of God in us. And nobody can ignore what we do as a conviction coming from God, known by the results, not who they are and not their gifts. They even got into trouble for the results of their ministry. The corrupt and the wicked leaders were very uncomfortable. They were able to change the systems, which sometimes got them into trouble. Christians can change systems. Christians can address corruption, discrimination. Christians can bring love to unloving society, not by who they say to be, but the results of their lives in the Lord by the power of the Holy Spirit. Wakristo wanaweza geuza, leta mabadiliko, sio kwa vile wako, lakini kwa matendo yao na mazao yao. The results of our work as Christians in the power of the Holy Spirit. They did not only preach the gospel, they preached the gospel and demonstrated the gospel by their own actions and life until people started calling them Christians. Hawakwenda wakiambia watu sisi ni Wakristo. They did not go telling people we are Christians. They did it. People saw and they said, these are like Christ, the same things he did. We may not have believed in him, but what he did is exactly what they are doing. The results of what he did in loving people, in compassion, or what Christ did and brought to us is what they are doing. These are followers of Christ. They are Christians. We shall be named by the results of our work as Christians in the power of the Holy Spirit. Number three, their faith increased. Their faith changed. Imani yao kwa Mungu ilibadilika. They became men of faith and believed in God in and for everything that they did. Their faith, they did not walk by sight, by might, by knowledge. They walked in the power of the Holy Spirit to do all what they were called to do. I know, my brothers and sisters, Americans love knowledge. We love to know. We want to do research. We want to be educated. We love knowledge. And we love what makes sense. If something doesn't make sense, an Episcopalian preacher must make sense. A well-researched someone that is theologically sound. The apostles in the power of the Holy Spirit depended purely on the Holy Spirit. He gave them knowledge. Jesus had promised he will be a counselor. He will teach you all things. Because again, it doesn't mean that the Holy Spirit doesn't make sense, no. But they depended not on their knowledge. They depended not on their gifts. They depended not on their ability. They depended on the power of God. And whatever was in the conviction of the Holy Spirit, it could not sometimes make sense, but they did it. You know, it's amazing that only God is allowed sometimes to speak to us things that we cannot understand and fathom, and sometimes does not make sense. How would Sarah get a child at the age of 90 years? Biologically, by all the research, it doesn't make sense. The word of God says Abraham waited and hoped on God even when it does not make sense. They depended on the power of God. My brothers and sisters, some things that the Spirit does in our lives doesn't require for us to really think about that knowledge. It's about Him working in our lives. I like it when my brother, Dr. Kalaja, who is not here, share a testimony that one time he went to the hospital for checkup. The doctor said, your heart is failing, your lungs are failing, your kidneys have failed, and you have 6 months to live. Then he said to the doctor, I have 10 years to preach the gospel. From that day, now it is 15 years. I know doctors make sense. I know they do research. I know, but I also know the place of faith in the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Number four, they stopped to praise people and started to praise God, undertaking the ministry God given without fear and compromise. They stopped praising people. Waliacha kufurahisha watu kwa huduma, wakaanza kumfurahisha Mungu kwa huduma yao. The Holy Spirit will always put you to where you belong in what God has called you to do. It's not about making people happy. It's about doing the will of God. Jesus said, "My food is to do the will of God." When we are filled of the Holy Spirit, we will do the will of God. And let me tell you something. When we do the will of God, people will be attracted to God and they will be attracted to what we offer in service. So they will come and love us. They stopped to divide their attention to other things, but do what God had called them to do. And that is how they were known by their result. The result was that their lovers, the lovers of this world and the wicked, hated them and they were persecuted. But the lovers of Christ and God and Christ himself was with them. In every situation of trial, the Holy Spirit would speak for them. And he enabled them. Even in trial, you remember their trial, their persecution. They were still strong. They never gave up and they did not look back. The apostles indeed, mitume kwa hakika, lived deeply sacrificial yet triumphant lives in the power of the Holy Spirit. Despite facing relentless persecution, imprisonment, and execution, their unwavering conviction in the power of the Holy Spirit transformed the small movement into a global faith. So here we are, by what they did in the power of the Holy Spirit. Kwa yale walitenda, ijili ikaenenda katika dunia mzima. Niyodua maudu maria mekire, ohoro wanga yoge kinyade yode. Because of what they did, the gospel went throughout the whole world and has come to us today. Their legacy is viewed as profoundly victorious. My brothers and sisters, we are also here invited to open our hearts for the infilling of the Holy Spirit so that we can do the work of God not by comfort and convenience, but in the power of God, do the good will of the Lord and bring all people to know the Lord and ourselves. The act of mercy, love, and all what they did demonstrated the gospel that they preached in the power of the Holy Spirit.
It was 9 a.m. Nashare Shiamu the Ya Alutwa Amadani Makeho Yonaroho.
It was 9 o'clock a.m. and the disciples were filled of the Holy Spirit, Makeina, and they started to preach. Jesus Christ is the Lord. They told it to everybody that Jesus Christ is the Lord, and they transformed the world with the gospel of the risen Christ. We are also invited at Assisi tumealikwa katika huo wito to tell everybody that Jesus Christ is the Lord, and in the power of the Holy Spirit, live lives that we shall be known not by who we are and our gifts, but by the results that people see. God bless you.